Good evening and welcome to Sally Mook.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I have listened to your conversation this time. It is worthy to note how your viewpoints have changed. At one time, my dear friends, you would have considered situations to be either black or white. But now all of you are much more in tune to other emotions and are much more giving to others. This, my dear friends, is entirely due to your own spiritual growth. And as you know, that is something we have been working with each one of you in this past year of your time.
Thank you.
Yes, with your help, thank you. We've had a lot of help from your side.
I would this time speak to the lady who asked a question last time we met.
Thank you, yes.
As always, your doubts surrounded you after speaking.
Yes.
Yes. I have told you on many occasions, you must not doubt yourself. But it is not unnatural for human beings to doubt themselves. It is part almost of your physical makeup. Mm-hmm. What I would say to our dear lady friend is that when she communicated, she was speaking as a group, speaking for a group who were aware of the questions being asked. The information given was coming as a group, but then seemed to change.
Yes.
And this is what confused you.
Yes, it was, yes.
Yes. A little, shall I say, hiccup occurred then. Mm. So, yes, you were right to consider that it was not as it seemed. But that is not to say that the information given was incorrect, only in the manner that you gave it.
All right.
You understand?
Yes, I do, yes. Well, yes. That's nice to know anyway. Thank you very much.
Yes. Please do not doubt yourself.
No, I shouldn't do that. I feel that in a way it was quite an important thing to be saying, or information to be given out. And when it goes to so many people, I just really wanted to make sure that it was right. And
I would say also that when you are speaking of something so far back in your earthly time, it seems unlikely that it would be the person of that time. That is why sometimes the information comes from group knowledge.
Yes.
It was certainly wonderful information for us to have.
Yes, of course. But it is more important that the channel is comfortable with herself.
Yes.
Otherwise, what will happen is that she will continue to mistrust her own judgments.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you, Sanya, very much. It's a, when I was channeling, it seemed fine, but it was afterwards when I thought about it, I thought, well, actually we've got a bit of confusion there, so that's what made me doubt.
Yes. Your very deep subconscious wanted to interfere.
Ah, right.
That is what it is.
Yes.
But please know that your communication with us is now strong.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming back and telling me that.
Yes, the same as our other dear lady friend who doubts sometimes what she receives. Yes, we have already spoken about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I won't doubt anymore. I'll
it is not always a bad thing to have doubt, but don't allow it to suffocate you.
No.
Have the doubt, deal with it, and let it go.
Yes, yes.
Well, it seems most wonderful to me that that information was sourced in that way from so far back.
Yes, that is what I mean. There is more than one at work in these situations. Not everyone would understand those words, but each one of you is most capable of accepting this as being so. Have you any questions this time about this? You are all happy.
I'm happy now.
With that explanation.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, we're very happy with that explanation, I'm sure. And we're very happy with all the information that has been coming to us about pyramid construction and the reasons for pyramid construction on our planet. That is very clarifying for us, and I'm sure all those who read the transcripts.
Yes.
It's not only when we're in this room. I think we should remember that. I think we're impressed and given things all the time, and I've learned not to doubt those feelings, thoughts, that inner voice. I think that's important to remember.
Of course. Once you open up to spirit, you will not be left let me say it to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have a channel, and it doesn't necessarily mean a channel who uses speech, but once we have a channel who becomes aware of those spiritual feelings, that spiritual knowledge, then it is imperative that we continue to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that way, the world becomes more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
So, your own individual development is of the utmost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It brings you to not to question why. I find it makes the questioning as to, how can I put this, the reasons seem a lot easier to fathom. Life's reasoning seems easier. It becomes more complicated and hard, as you've said before, with the knowledge.
Yes.
But when you're able in quiet moments to sit back and think, let's just think about this now. Is that the reason that's happening? Is that because of that? And it's just healthy to. It's opening up channels of questioning that maybe I hadn't thought about personally before.
Whereas before all was black or white.
Yes.
Now you look at a slightly
wider
picture.
Angle. Yeah.
Yes.
Looking at it from outside in, not inside out.
That's correct. You must, as I have said these many past times of your years, you must look further. You must go inward, but you must look further.
Mm-hmm.
It will come with awareness and knowledge.
I find it makes life less stressful. Everything seems more in harmony. And when I was talking to somebody today, and she was so sort of, not exactly, well, she was a bit angry, really. And I thought, do you know, I wouldn't want to speak like that anymore. Your teaching's been a very calming influence. Everything seems much calmer and easier to deal with.
Yes, I believe you will remember words I have used: to be in control of emotions.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with the human emotion, but it can instill within you a dread and fear of life.
Mm.
That is why I say, take control of those emotions and think things through. And your own spiritual being will tell you and keep you calm.
Yes. I don't think I'm consciously trying to be calm. I am just much calmer.
That is because your spirit is more to the fore in your daily life.
Well, that's nice to know.
Mm. When it does happen, because I can't speak for everybody else here, but I have occasions where I think, uh-oh, here we go. But it's so much easier, like Sarah's just been saying, and I'll use a silly expression, to get back on the bike. It just feels easier to get back on the pathway, whereas before I might have spent weeks and weeks being in this black place.
Yes.
But you know, if I do get angry, I can now laugh about that anger and think, oh, what'd I do that for? Much easier than taking it within and then having pain somewhere weeks later because you became angry.
And also remember too that to express anger is in effect to express your inner fears. I cannot stress it to you often enough. Fear can create all kinds of situations. Not only illnesses, but it can stop you growing spiritually whilst you are in these bodies. That is why it is important to always see that wider picture.
I think it's one of those emotions that I don't think necessarily is a bad thing to have, as long as it's managed and you know why you became angry, and you get rid of that anger really as quickly as possible. You don't hang on to it.
Yes.
I think
the recognition is good.
Yes.
But the absence of anger is so much better. But that is what you strive towards.
Get rid of everything that's negative.
Yeah. Yes. But as long as you feel you are moving forward as a human being, and I am not saying do not be compassionate. I say be compassionate, but without the fear and guilt of anger. Because anger does a result in fear.
I feel it's very important for this planet to conquer its fear of others from across the universe. Now, we have been so fortunate to receive information on friends from across the universe, from other planets, from the spirit realms of other planets, and information concerning various pyramids and their purpose. And we are in the fortunate position of being able to use intellect and cross-reference this information. And this should be very, this should result in all this information being very accepting to those in our population. It should help everyone to conquer fear of the unknown, because these things must eventually become known.
Yes, you can only give out the information that is available to you. It is then the responsibility of those people receiving to decide whether or not they also accept this information. You cannot rush the process of acceptance. But as time continues, and we all do our best to influence your world, then more and more people are beginning to think for themselves, to question also what they read and hear. This is healthy, and we would not discourage people feeling that way. And if it means that their own emotions at times override their own common sense, then so be it. But it is important that we continue to strive for the truth and the knowledge which is available to you all. Your world will become a much better place.
Yes.
But it is slowly.
Yes, that's a lovely thought. And an axiom of one of our institutions is knowledge dispels fear.
Yes.
I feel there's much truth in this.
Yes. I would like to say truth dispels fear.
Mm. Yes.
Rather than knowledge, but I accept that saying as being a good one.
I see, yes. The knowledge has to be truthful.
Yes.
Knowledge.
Not all knowledge is truthful.
Yes.
And it needs to come with love.
Yes. Of course, that would go without a saying.
Mm.
Yes. Truth is love.
Truth is love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You must remember my early words when I stress so much about love and truth.
Yes.
That is what is important. And the knowledge and the information that we pass to you about your planet, your world, is good for you. But inevitably, what we are striving for is that the population as a whole begins to recognize who and what they are as individuals. That is the importance of being alive. That is what we strive for all of mankind to have. It is simple, but it is powerful.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Yes.
It's small steps we have to
continue to give the truth,
mm.
the information, and the others will do their job.
Mm.
We will try not only to influence you, but all those who come into contact with you.
Mm.
There is much work to be
That's
done.
That's good.
Mm. We feel that via the website there are more coming into contact with us.
Yes. Yes.
It's almost like that we have a sort of a very wonderful like fire or something very pure in the middle here, and every person you meet or even people coming from other universes or coming through as channels, everyone you feel is just a friend or a potential friend.
Yes. And that is the expansion of your spirit. Each one of you must by now realize that in your everyday life that you will find more and more people are attracted to you. It is because your spiritual light shines brighter.
Mm.
And they will be attracted to you. It may even be something quite, shall I say, earthly. But in that moment of meeting, there is a blending of love and truth.
Yes.
Mm.
And I know all of you feel this at times.
Yes.
Yes.
I am sure each one of you could give some information in your daily lives as to people you come into contact with who are seeking and are ready for the information that you can give to them.
Unfortunately for myself, I don't feel that I come into contact with many people. I do live a very insular life, but those that I do talk to, I can see them growing. They're growing spiritually over many, many, many months of talking to them.
Mm.
And I suppose that's my pathway. I remember you once said to us that if we only ever helped one person in this lifetime,
if you touch the soul of one person,
yeah,
my dear friend, you have achieved much. So do not be concerned about numbers.
No.
Remember that one person will radiate that love from you to another.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happens.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is
imagine a one person radiating out to thousands. It has to begin somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So do not be concerned about numbers.
No.
I'm afraid I was a little greedy. I thought we would leave a trail of believers.
I am sure, sir.
I don't think we've ever done that.
You do speak to many people, I know. And you can, but as I have said before, leave the seed of truth with them.
Mm.
And then it is their responsibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do not become concerned about whether they believe you or not, because you have done your work well.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is a good moment to mention that two people hope to be sitting in with us next week. Plus Doreen, who has sat in with us on previous occasions.
Yes. Yes, I am happy for them to come. If the others are. You all know by now whether you are willing to accept others here.
Yes, indeed.
If I did feel there was any problem, do not be afraid that I would not tell you.
Thank you.
So if the others are happy, then yes, my dear friend, so am I.
Well, thank you for that.
I will of course endeavour to be here with you, as I always try to when we have other people with us.
Wonderful. Much appreciated.
Sorry, Sally, carry on.
No.
I'm letting you know my thoughts here.
Yes.
I mentioned to the group earlier on, when Eileen, your instrument was healing, that I suddenly start seeing patterns, I suppose, but Richard, my son, who you know well, he's going to start a new job in a month's time. Mm-hmm. And it suddenly occurred to me, I wonder if, and I haven't mentioned it to him at all, I wonder if the reason why he's got a job this towards here is because that's his opportunity, and I know his free will come into it, that he will have that opportunity in time to come back to the group on a Monday.
Yes, if his free will allows him, then his pathway will always lead to where he will be comfortable. So I say only that with free will you all make your own choices. However much influence we place upon one person from our world, inevitably we cannot interfere with their free will.
No, I appreciate that 100%.
Yes.
It's just my way, like I said earlier on, of thinking, I can start seeing life in I suppose because, you know, you've told us so many times there are no coincidences.
No.
But Richard's free will, I know, comes into it. And I shan't I'm not going to mention this to him at all. I want to see whether or not his free will leads him back to the group.
Yes.
Because he's been given that, the opportunity to do so geographically.
Yes. So yes, if people really do a desire to come together, then they will.
Mm.
The opportunities, of course, are given,
yeah,
as you have said,
yeah,
but it is entirely up to their free will whether they take or recognize those opportunities.
Yeah, so it's my exercise, you see, for the next year, just to see whether or not he takes that opportunity.
Yes, and of course there is a closeness which allows you to feel these things.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And I know you understand.
I do.
What I am saying.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And thank you for that.
Yes. But we welcome all who wish to experience or learn a little more about themselves or what we do here. And I know, dear friends, there has never been a moment when you have denied others that opportunity. And for that, I wish to say thank you to all of you for your dedication and your love, which encourages me to continue in this mission.
Mm. Well, I'm sure we all reciprocate that love and are so happy that these meetings continue.
Yes, I will of course be with you next time. So for now I will take my leave. I leave you all this time again feeling uplifted as you leave this room. Uplifted and filled with the joy of physical living. I know that life can be harsh at times, but you are all equipped now with some knowledge of dealing with your lives. And with those words, I ask that a blessing be placed with you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Our love goes with you.